You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It is Property Tuesday, and this week we are taking a look at the features and improvements that you can add to your home, or that you should consider adding to your home if you're looking to add value to your property. I'm joined on the line by Regional Director and CEO of RE/MAX Southern Africa, Adrian Goslett, to take a look at this and see what to make of it. Adrian, always lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by defining improvements and value-added features, because what you and I consider improvements might not necessarily be recognized as improvements.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks for having me on the show. It's 100% correct. It depends on the person living in the home or the person you're trying to make your property marketable to. You know, in the past, you would have said, if you had asked me, where should I be spending my money if I want to improve my home or if I want to market it for sale? And the standard stock standard answer, which is probably still true, stock standard answer would be spend most of your money in the bathrooms and the kitchen for a number of reasons. I guess a lot of families' time is spent in the kitchen. The wife spends a lot of time in the kitchen, or that's a chauvinistic approach. Both husband and wife spend a lot of time in the kitchen. Which is, I think, why that appeal. And if, I don't know, you and I have walked probably through homes as well, and it is something that attracts us. And if the finishes look good and the countertops look great and it's set out nicely and neatly, there's some sort of appeal. But having said that, there are other elements to a home as well that a different person is looking for different elements from that home.
So, Adrian, how do we then start to navigate what improvements should take priority over other improvements, and how do we classify these developments and improvements?
Sure. Well, maybe I'll give myself as an example of, you know, the home we currently live in is in the southern suburbs of Cape Town. We've been here now 5 years. We've moved in here just pre-lockdown. And when Vicky and I walked through the home, the thing that appealed to me the most was the entertainment area. It's not a massive entertainment area, but it was the space that I could see myself having my friends over for a braai or for drinks or for whatever it may be. And that appealed to me first, and then the rest of the home came after. So I would say these days, especially post lockdown and COVID, because a lot of the upgrades during that time were, how do I make my home more livable if I'm going to be spending more time in it? How do I make it more work friendly as well in certain areas of the home if I'm going to be in it for longer? I think those things appeal to people now as well. It's not just the stock standard, you know, approach to renovation. If you're going to be spending more time in the home in certain areas, you probably want to be spending more money on that. And if you're spending more money on that, it means the person moving into that home or potentially moving into that home will find it appealing as well. So outdoor entertainment spaces, definitely. You don't have to go crazy, but making it appealing for one, for yourself, and two, for someone potentially moving in. Because I was that person. I was like, let's buy this house now. I hadn't seen the bedrooms yet.
Adrian, let's take a look at some of the red flags or some of the don'ts when it comes to renovations and improvements. You touched on the fact that if you are intending to make a home more livable, that would be a good way to approach the situation. What if the intention isn't necessarily to sell at this very minute, but you also want to make sure you do the right kinds of improvements?
Yeah, so regardless of whether it is wherever you're spending money in the home to upgrade, whether that's kitchen, bathroom, outdoor, whatever, don't overcapitalize. You know, often the mistake is made, we'll spend a whole lot of money on our home, sometimes with the intention to sell. Often it is that. We upgrade a home and we spend a whole lot of money, overcapitalize for a home that we think and probably is amazing and beautiful. But when we put it on the market, the market isn't able to, it can't relate to the investment that's been spent on it. In other words, if I have a home in a certain suburb, that suburb can only, the maximum price a home will go for in that suburb has a ceiling, regardless of the number of features and fittings and upgrades that have been made. So understand that there is such a thing as overcapitalizing on expenditure of upgrades in a home. You have to know the market you're in. and the market that you're potentially trying to serve, if you like, from a buyer perspective. Now, if you're going to live in the home for the next 20 years, it's a moot point. Then go crazy. But usually that's not the case. Usually, people move between 5 to 7 years. So that is something to consider.
So, Adrian, if that is the case and we do have concerns around whether or not the market will agree with our valuations and what we do and the adjustments and improvements we make, is it then worthwhile, as soon as I've made improvements of a significant nature to my property, to then have the property reassessed and revalued, even if it's just for, say, example, insurance purposes?
It absolutely is. I would take it one step further, or actually pre that, is speak to, I mean, you can speak to a real estate agent in that serves your particular suburb or area that you live in, and ask them to give you, because they have the information available, ask them to give you a comparative market analysis of your home. Even though you're not going to be selling, you can tell them you're not going to be selling, but hey, you want to find out what a comparative market analysis of the suburb is and what is the highest price home that is sold here in the last 2 years. That'll give you an idea of where you should be pitching. Do you know what I mean? So if you own the average, if the highest price in suburb X was 3 million rand, for argument's sake, and you're going to be doing a 2 million rand renovation on top of what is already a 2.5 million home, the likelihood of someone being willing to spend 1.5 million more than the highest price property in that suburb, it's unlikely. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's unlikely. So I would start there. And once you know that number, yes, then absolutely do the renovations and afterwards have someone come in and do an evaluation of your evaluation or an evaluation of your home.
Home property improvements, adding features and adjusting things within the home to increase its value. Lots to consider there, lots to be wary of. But more importantly, it's important to have the right conversations ahead of time if you intend to sell the property. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thank you, as always, for the time to Adrian Goslett, the Regional Director and CEO of RE/MAX Southern Africa, for joining us to take a look at home improvements.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.